Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. 7 years ago yesterday, Rachel Corey, a 23-year-old student from Olympia, Washington, and peace activist with the International Solidarity Movement, was murdered while attempting to prevent an Israeli army bulldozer from demolishing a Palestinian home near the southern Gaza city of Rafah. Basically, she was crushed to death by a U.S. Caterpillar, a D-9 bulldozer, which plowed dirt over her and then, with its blade lowered, backed over her half-buried body, breaking her back and killing her. Despite being dressed in a bright-colored orange vest with reflective stripes and carrying a bullhorn in broad daylight, the Israeli Defense Force claimed that the soldier driving the American-made bulldozer, quote, could not see his victim, unquote. Her death was initially ruled an accident despite photographic evidence clearly contradicting the Israeli driver's testimony. The American government did not object to that ruling. As a result, Rachel's parents, her sister and her brother, are bringing a wrongful death lawsuit against the State of Israel, a lawsuit that has gone largely unremarked in the United States press. One note. About an hour after Rachel was crushed to death, Salam Najjar, a Palestinian street cleaner, was killed by an Israeli sniper in Rafah. His death is noteworthy only because it emphasizes what Rachel was trying to explain, that Palestinian blood is cheap. In a final irony, no media outlet bothered to cover that sniper killing, and no one will likely be making a movie about Najjar, or play as they have done for Rachel Corey. The incident, as an obscure footnote, helps underscore why peace activists across the world risk their lives for Palestinians. The answer is simple. Because Palestinian lives are lost daily through outright murder or, quote, collateral damage, unquote, and no one, except the activist, are taking notice. The wrongful death trial against Israel is set to begin next week. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.